You know, it's really sad, but most Christians have a non-Christian worldview. In other words, we have faith in Jesus, but we live in ways that never require us to use that faith. We base our lives on what we've learned from the world, not from what we've learned from the Word. Consider this. In a national survey, 62% of Americans said they are, quote, deeply spiritual, end quote. And yet when you ask people how that spirituality affects their decision-making, 31% said they make moral choices based on what's right and comfortable. 18% said they base their moral choices on whatever's best for me. And 14% said, I base my moral choices on whatever causes the least conflict with others. Well, that's not a Christian worldview. Only 16% of the people who said they were deeply spiritual said, I base my moral choices on what God's Word says. If you want to have uncommon courage, you've got to start living life according to God's Word. So let's get started, and let's learn from God's Word how we can have the courage we need to live for Jesus.
Today, on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue our series called Uncommon Courage, and this is part two of a message called The Courage to Keep Going. It's taken from various portions of Scripture. But just before today's message, you know there's a lot of confusion over who Jesus really is. Christians say he's God's Son and our Savior. Others say he's merely a great teacher, a symbol of goodness, or a philosopher. And it's because of this confusion that Pastor Rick asked us to send you his new DVD and study guide called Son of God, The Life of Jesus in You. Now inside this study kit, you'll discover a loving, caring, and personal Savior whose teachings will transform your life from the inside out. You can do this study alone or invite some friends over and watch it together as a small group. During the 6 teaching sessions, you'll learn practical steps to loving God and others, overcoming temptation, dealing with suffering, handling persecution, and more. The DVD also includes clips from the new worldwide film release, Son of God, that bring Rick's amazing study to life. We'd love to send it to you today as our way of saying thanks for your support of this ministry. Now, whether you're just getting to know Jesus or you're ready to take your faith to a deeper level, the Son of God, The Life of Jesus in You study kit is right for you. So call us now at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org. And thanks in advance for your support. And now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
By helping each other with your troubles, you obey the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? It's this. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the law of Christ. It's mentioned about 7 times in the Bible. We're commanded to help each other. And so every time you help somebody who's going through their pain, and they're saying, I'm doubting, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm full of fear, I'm crushed. And you say, it's okay. I will believe God for you. I will help you. I will lift you up. Then you're fulfilling the law of Christ. You see, pain is the great equalizer. When you're in pain, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, you're in pain. Doesn't matter if you're young or old, you're in pain. Doesn't matter if you're educated or uneducated. Doesn't matter. Pain is the great equalizer. And we are to help each other through our pain. Tell God exactly how you feel and accept help from others. Here's the third thing you need to do. Stop asking why. When you've gone through that loss, when you've gone through that crisis, when your prayer hasn't been answered, you stop asking why. Because it doesn't help and it only prolongs the pain. Now, this is something we all have to learn. Even Job had to learn this. Job didn't get it right for a long time. In fact, Job was full of questions. He asked questions for 37 chapters. So he didn't get it right off the bat. But he did eventually get it. And eventually he stopped asking why. And what happened is God started asking him some questions. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. But he's asking all kinds of questions. Let me give you some of the questions Job asked. Job chapter 3. Why didn't I die at birth as I came from the womb? Why did my mother let me live? Why did she nurse me
at her breast. In other words, here's a guy in so much pain and in so much despair. He's going, you know what? It really would have been better if I hadn't been born. Now, you got to be in enormous pain to feel that way. But this is the way Job felt. He said, I rue the day that I was born. I wish I hadn't been born. God, why did you let me be born if I was going to be a part of all of this despair? It's a legitimate question. In fact, Job asks a lot of legitimate questions. Look at the next verse, Job 3:20. Why let people go on living in misery? Good question. Why give light to those in grief? You see, this why question, why God, why? Why God, why? Why God, why? It's human nature, and we all ask it. And the reason why we all ask it is a misconception, because we think that if we understand the reason behind our pain, then it'll make the pain easier. Wrong. An explanation doesn't comfort you. You don't need an explanation. You need strength. You don't need an explanation. You need a Savior. You don't need an explanation. You need God. You don't need an explanation. You need comfort and support. But we always go looking for the explanation. Why? And we ask things like, why did that person walk out in my life? Why did they betray me? Why did they make a promise to me and then break it? Why did they walk out? Why did they hurt me? Why did I lose my job? Why did I get laid off? Why did my loved one die? Why did they get ill? Why did I get sick? Now, friends, I have been studying the why question for 37 years. And I'm going to give you my educated, profound answer. I don't know. And I'm never going to know, because I'm not God, and you're not God either. And some things we're just never going to understand until we get to the other side of death in eternity in heaven. And then it's all going to become very, very clear. Only God knows. And if you don't get it right off the bat, you might as well stop asking why, because you're simply prolonging the pain. Let me show you a couple of very important verses. These aren't on your outline, so you might write them down. Here on the screen, Proverbs 25 verse 2 says this. It is God's privilege to conceal things. It is God's privilege to conceal things. God reveals, but God also conceals. You see, you wouldn't know anything about God except that God reveals himself. God is a God of revelation. He reveals himself through nature. He reveals himself through circumstances. He reveals himself through scripture. And the only reason you know anything about God is because God has chosen to reveal himself. Otherwise, you wouldn't know anything about him. But the Bible says God doesn't just reveal, God also conceals. And sometimes God intentionally hides his face from us. Why? So we'll learn to trust him instead of trusting our feelings. So we'll live by faith rather than feelings. Why didn't God just make himself known to everybody and make everything perfectly clear and you see everything from the beginning of your life to the end in perfect clarity? Because it'd scare you to death. So God intentionally conceals some things. And what God has concealed, you're never going to find out on this side of eternity. So you might as well relax and stop asking why. You see, God doesn't owe you an explanation for anything. God doesn't have to check in with you first before he does something. God doesn't have to get your permission before he allows things to happen in life. Is this okay with you? No, God is God. And we're not always going to understand what happens. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 9 and 12 says this. Right now, we only know a little. In other words, we see in part. We just see partially. Right now, we see things imperfectly, as in a poor mirror. But then, in other words, in heaven, we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then, in heaven, I will know everything completely. Someday, it's all going to be clear. One day, it's all going to make sense. One day, you're going to see in heaven go, oh, that's what was happening. That's why God allowed that in my life. That's why God allowed me to sin. That's why God allowed that other person to sin against me. Because he could have stopped me from sinning and he could have stopped them from sinning, but he didn't. And the world is broken as a result. And nothing works right. But some things we're not going to understand until we get to heaven. In the first place, our brain capacity isn't big enough to understand God. Some of the best advice I got many years ago, my dad said this to me. He may have read it somewhere, but it's really stuck with me. He said, son, there's going to be things in life you don't understand. And they're not going to make sense. And you're going to have all kinds of questions. What you need to do is create a ask God later file in your brain. And you need to plug those questions there. Because there are going to be things that just don't make sense.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with a portion of today's message called The Courage to Keep Going in our series called Uncommon Courage. There's more great teaching coming up, so stay with us.
In life, there's nothing more important than spending time getting to know Jesus. That's why Pastor Rick Warren wants us to send you his new DVD and study guide called Son of God, The Life of Jesus in You, as thanks for your support of this ministry. Inside this study kit, you'll discover a loving, caring, and personal Savior whose teachings will transform your life from the inside out. In the 6 small group sessions, you'll learn practical steps to overcoming temptation, dealing with suffering, handling persecution, and more. The DVD also includes scenes from the new film, Son of God, that will help to bring this amazing study to life.
Hello, I'm Mark Burnett.
And I'm Roma Downey, and we want to encourage you to get your copy of Pastor Rick Warren's fantastic new study kit, Son of God, The Life of Jesus in You. Mark and I believe it's the perfect Bible study companion to our new movie, Son of God, in theaters now. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless you.
If you're ready to step across the line into a life of faith, the Son of God, The Life of Jesus in You study kit is right for you. Call us now at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. Thanks in advance for your support.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
There's going to be things in life you don't understand. And they're not going to make sense. And you're going to have all kinds of questions. What you need to do is create a ask God later file in your brain. And you need to plug those questions there. Because there are going to be things that just don't make sense. And you want to go, why, God, why? But they aren't going to be answered now. So you just need to create a doesn't make sense file. A I don't understand it file. A God, I'm going to ask you about this later file. And every time you get one of those unanswerable questions, you just park it there and you leave it and you let it go and you get on with your life and you do the best you can with what you have for Jesus Christ today. Profound advice. Just park it in the I don't understand file. You see, sometimes you pray about something and you want it so badly. Your heart is about to break. You go, God, I've invested my entire life savings in this business. And I want it to work, but it doesn't work. And sometimes you say, God, I so badly want to get married, but it hadn't happened. And God, I have a baby, but it hasn't happened. And God, and sometimes you want so badly, and you pray about it, 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 but you don't get what you want. And in that moment, you are tempted to doubt God, to doubt His promises, and to doubt the efficacy of prayer. That's normal. Even Job doubted the efficacy of prayer. You say, he did? Yeah, he did. Look at the next verse. Job 21:15. Who is the Almighty and why should we obey him? This is a guy in deep pain. What good is it if we pray? He's saying, why, God, why? Now, sometimes you pray, and when you don't get what you want, it feels like God has let you down, and you're disappointed, and you make an illogical jump, and you say, well, God just doesn't love me. You're wrong. You're dead wrong. You will never understand how much God loves you. He will never love you any more or less than he does right now. And as I've said many times, you can't make God stop loving you. You can rail at him, but he's not going to stop loving you because God is love. And we always get into trouble when we doubt God's love. What I need to do, instead of asking why, is I need to take step four. Trust God in things I don't understand. That's step four. I stop asking why, because I'm not going to find the answer now, and I trust God in things I don't understand. Now, the fact is, God always answers prayer. Always, 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 always answer prayer. He doesn't always answer yes. He doesn't always answer the way I wish. In fact, there are hundreds of ways God can answer your prayers besides yes. Sometimes God answers a prayer with yes. Sometimes God answers a prayer with no. Sometimes God answers a prayer with not yet. Sometimes God answers a prayer with wait. Sometimes God answers a prayer with, you got to be kidding me. Sometimes God answers a prayer with, you be the answer. I mean, go out and you be the answer. I mean, you say, God, I need a lot of money. God says, go get a job. God, I want to get married. Well, get out there and meet some people. God's not going to drop a man just out of heaven. He might smash you. Sometimes God says, you be the answer. Sometimes God says, trust me. You're not going to know on this one. Just trust me. So there are lots of different ways that God answers prayer. Now, for 37 chapters in the book of Job, Job is asking the why question. Why, God? Why is this happening to me? Why are you allowing this? Why so much pain? Why so much discomfort? Why haven't you answered my prayers? Why do you... Why? And in chapter 8, Job stops asking why, and God says, okay, hang on, Job. I'd like to ask you a few questions. And for the next two chapters, chapter 38 and chapter 39, God barrages Job with questions that only God can answer. He says, like, where were you when I made the universe? Can you explain the law of gravity? You know, that kind of stuff. Do you understand why the sun is hot? And for two chapters, God asks questions that obviously only God could answer. And Job realizes, after two chapters of listening to God's question to him, who am I to be questioning God? I mean, really, I'm just a man. My knowledge is limited. I can't see it all. My brain capacity is too small. If you could understand why God does everything he does in your life, you'd be God, but you're not. And for me to try to understand the ways of God in the world is like an ant trying to understand the internet. No matter how hard that ant tries, he's not going to understand the internet. There is no way that a finite human is going to understand an infinite God. You don't have the capacity. So there's some things I just have to trust God for. I don't understand them. They don't make sense. I'm filing it in the Ask God Later file, but I'm going to trust God in the things I don't understand. So Job goes, my knowledge is limited. I can't see it all. My brain capacity is too small. I'm just a man. So he stops questioning and he starts trusting. Job 42, 1 to 3 and verse 6. Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do anything, God. And I know that no one can stop you. You're sovereign and you're omnipotent. You God ask, who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorance? Job's doing a little internal conversation here. He says, God, I can imagine you saying, who is this guy that questions my wisdom with such ignorance? And Job admits, it is I.
You've just heard Daily Hope with Rick Warren. You know, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment to share a final thought. But before that, you know, there's a lot of confusion over who Jesus really is. Christians say he's God's Son and our Savior, and others say he's merely a great teacher, just a symbol of goodness or a philosopher. And it's because of this confusion that Pastor Rick really wants to send you his new DVD and study guide called Son of God, The Life of Jesus in You. Now, inside this study kit, you'll discover a loving, caring, and personal Savior whose teachings will transform your life from the inside out. Now, you can do this study alone, or invite some friends over and watch it together as a small group. During the 6 teaching sessions, you'll learn practical steps to loving God and others, overcoming temptation, dealing with suffering, handling persecution, and much more. The DVD also includes clips from the new worldwide film release, Son of God, that bring Rick's amazing study to life. Now, we'd love to send it to you today as our way of saying thank you for supporting this ministry. So whether you're just getting to know Jesus or you're ready to take your faith to a deeper level, the Son of God, The Life of Jesus in You study kit is right for you. So call us today at 800-600-5004 or just visit rickwarren.org to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. And thanks in advance for your support. Oh, and while you're at the website, be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email. Click on his social media links and check out all the other great study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And thank you so much for supporting Daily Hope. And now, here's Rick with a closing thought.
The Bible says that everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, started in Jesus and finds its purpose in Jesus. He holds everything together from the beginning to the end, including this very moment in your life. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the friend of sinners. He stands before our God as our mediator and advocate. He's not judging us. He's standing there as our purifier, our refuge, our Savior, the perfecter of our faith. In fact, the Bible says this, Jesus doesn't just show us the way, he is the way. Jesus doesn't just tell us the truth, he is the truth. Jesus doesn't just teach us God's word, he is the word of God. And Jesus doesn't just give us life, he is the life. So clearly, if you miss Jesus, you miss everything that's important. Your future, including where you're going to spend eternity, will be determined by what you do with Jesus. You see, it's not just enough to acknowledge that Jesus was a great man, a great teacher, a great prophet. He was all of those things, but he was so much more. Jesus is the Son of God. And that's why I was so thrilled when my friends Mark Burnett and Roma Downey told me that they're releasing a full-length feature film called Son of God. It's all about the life of Jesus, and it's in theaters right now. So go take all your friends and all your family to go see the Son of God. It will inspire you, and you'll be glad that you saw it. Along with this movie, I've written a Bible study called Son of God, The Life of Jesus in You. It's a 6-week study that includes a teaching DVD with actual clips from the movie Son of God. And there's a workbook that will guide you through the lessons. Now, this is a great opportunity to help your family and your friends and your neighbors come to know the real Jesus, the true Jesus, and why he's so important to all of us. I'll send you the Son of God, Life of Jesus in You study kit for a financial gift to Daily Hope. You know, we're listener supported, and I would appreciate any gift that you could send. Again, I don't receive any income from this ministry. I do this for free. So 100% of your gifts goes to expand this ministry to other places around the world. Thanks again for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.